I wanted to welcome everybody to the new series of Shiurim we're going to try and have continuing throughout the summer at this time, and also to thank everyone for coming, and Gros Hashem for coming, because everyone's attendance, everyone's participation definitely contributes to all of our Limud HaTorah, and is truly a chizuk for the entire Olam. I wanted to discuss tonight an issue that is very practical, but also quite confusing, and that is the issue of women and Avdalah. Pasuk tells us in the Aseres HaDibrois, in Parshas Yisro, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. You should remember Shabbos in order to make it holy. However, the Pasuk tells us in Aseres HaDibrois, in Parshas V'Aschanon, Shamar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. You should guard Shabbos to keep it holy. And the Gemara comments that these two words are interchangeable, because Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad Nemru. They were said in the same breath, and therefore they're interchangeable, but also there's a relationship between the two. And the Gemara says, Kol sheyeshnoi b'shemira, yeshnoi b'zechira. Whoever is obligated in guarding Shabbos is also obligated in remembering Shabbos in the mitzvah, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. Therefore, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachos, Nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah, that women are chayiv in kiddush. What should we do? Pass it around. Shkoyach to David. That women are chayiv in Kiddush on Shabbos midoraisa. Why is that? Because since women are included in Shmiras Shabbos, in refraining from doing malach on Shabbos, so likewise they are included in Zechiras Shabbos, in making Kiddush on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. But the first Kiddush in the Gemara is, and the first statement of the Gemara really is that Kiddush on Shabbos is a mitzvah midoraisa. That's the focus of the Pasuk Zachar, it's my Shabbos, you should remember Shabbos to make it holy. Teaches us that there's a mitzvah midoraisa on Shabbos to make Kiddush. What else is included in this mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos, or in the Pasuk of Zachar, it's my Shabbos, l'kadshoi? So the Rambam writes, not only does this include Kiddush, but it also includes Havdalah. The Rambam writes in Perichov Tes, of Hilchot Shabbos, Locha Aleph, Tzarech lezachreu b'knisasai u'b'yitziyasai. B'knisasai b'kiddush hayoim u'b'yitziyasai b'havdalah. So the Rambam understands not only is Kiddush on Shabbos a mitzvah midorais, Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, but also Havdalah on Shabbos is also a mitzvah midorais included in Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. The Me'iri quotes other Rishayim, he first quotes the Rambam, that Havdalah avi b'chlau ha'kiddush, Havdalah is included in Kiddush. And since Kiddush on Shabbos is Deiraisa, Avdol is also Midoraisa. But then the Me'iri quotes another opinion that Ein Chiyuv Havdalah Ela Midivrei Seifrim. Havdalah on Shabbos is only Midorabanan. The real Chiyuv of Kiddush, the mitzvah Midoraisa here is limited to Kiddush. So what is the point of dispute between these Rishonim? So perhaps the Machlekes really is, what is the focus, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos? Perhaps the second opinion that's quoted by the Me'iri, that's quoted by the Tosfos, the Balei Tosfos in a number of places, is that Havdalah is the Rabbanan, is because the mitzvah of Kiddush is to declare Shabbos as holy. Or through my declaration to recognize the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. If that's the mitzvah of Kiddush, so then it doesn't relate to Havdalah, which comes at the end of the day. It should only be the mitzvah of Kiddush at the beginning of the day, to declare the holiness of the day. However, perhaps the Rambam understands that the mitzvah of Kiddush is not just to address or to declare the holiness of the day. The mitzvah of Kiddush comes to explain, why am I refraining from Malacha? Here I am sitting on my couch all day doing nothing, and that's supposed to be unusual. That's supposed to be out of the ordinary. So why am I sitting here doing nothing? Is it just because I'm bored? Is it because I have nothing to do? I don't have, a life, what else to do? So we say at the beginning of the day, no, you know why I'm refraining from Malacha on this day? Because of the Kedusha of Shabbos. I'm explaining why I'm refraining from Malacha. If that's the case, so then it stands to reason, not only is Kiddush on Shabbos Deiraisa, but Havdalah as well. Because at the end of the day, I'm now declaring, even though I might refrain from Malacha on Shabbos too, that's not because of the Kedusha of Shabbos. That stopped. So there are bookends on the day. I'm explaining why I'm being shavis from Malacha. At the beginning of the day, I'm being shavis from Malacha now because of Kedusha Shabbos. Now, at the end of the day, if I continue to be shavis from Malacha, it's not because of Kedusha Shabbos. Both Kiddush and Havdalah would be Dairaisa. Whereas, the second opinion is quoted by the Meiri that holds only Kiddush is Dairaisa, not Havdalah. Kiddush really is just declaring the day as holy. But it wouldn't relate to Havdalah. Therefore, Havdalah is only Midrabbanan. So not only is there a machlekes here about Kiddush, yeah, pass it around. We're just going to look at it. We'll eat it afterwards. Eat it afterwards. Okay, fine. Yesh tikva lachriset. Right? Okay, fine. There'll be something at the end. There's light at the end of the tunnel. However, perhaps this machlekes rishonim also helps us understand, or perhaps they differ, in how they understand the other part of the Gemara. Not only is Kiddush deraisa, but nashim achayovas in Kiddush. Why? Because kol sheyeshnai bishmira, yeshnai bizachira. Whoever is obligated in the refraining from Malacha on Shabbos is also obligated in Kiddush. So if, like the Rambam told us, what is the focus of the mitzvah of Kiddush? To explain why I am now refraining from Malacha. At the beginning of the day, I'm doing it because of Kedusha Shabbos. At the end of the day, if I continue to refrain from Malacha, it's not because of Kedusha Shabbos. Both are deraisa, they're bookends around the day. So we understand now why very well the two go together. Whoever is obligated in refraining from Malacha also is obligated in Kiddush. Why? Why does one follow from the other? Because if you have to refrain from Malacha, you have to explain why you're doing it. So, kol sheyeshnai bishmira, if you are obligated to refrain from Malacha, you have to explain why you're doing it. How do you do that? Through reciting Kiddush. I'm explaining why am I now going to be shavis from Malacha. But if that's the case, kol sheyeshnai bishmira, yeshnai bizechira, is limited only to the mitzvah of Kiddush. So women are chayiv in Kiddush. Why? They have to explain why they're being shavis from Malacha. So since they're obligated to refrain from Malacha, they're obligated to explain that at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, explain why they're refraining from Malacha. Women are chayiv in Kiddush. Kol sheyeshnai bishmira, yeshnai bizechira is only Kiddush. However, if Kiddush is not like the Rambam told us, to explain why you're refraining from Malacha, but rather to declare the day as holy, if that's why you have to make Kiddush, and that's why it's limited to Kiddush and not Havdalah, Kiddush is Deiraisa, Havdalah is only Midrabbanan, why then does one follow from the other? Why is it kol sheyeshno bishmira, yeshno bizechira? Whoever is obligated to refrain from Shabbos is obligated to make Kiddush. So that other position in Rishonim probably understood that what that is coming to tell us is that all of the mitzvahs of Shabbos are interconnected. If you're chayv in the lois aseis of Shabbos, you're included as well in the aseis of Shabbos. But presumably all the aseis of Shabbos. Kol sheyeshnai bishmira, if you're chayv to refrain from Malacha, yeshnai bizechira, you're chayv in Kiddush, but it stands to reason it's not just Kiddush. You're chayv in all of the mitzvahs aseis of Shabbos. Because the Kiddush is not coming to explain you're refraining from Malacha, it's a mitzvah to declare the day is holy. So why then does that follow from the lois aseis? Must be the two are connected, all the mitzvahs of Shabbos are connected, the lois aseis with the aseis. Different relationship. That there is such a language, kol sheyeshnai v'bal tocho chametz, yeshnai v'kum echol matzah, yeah.
Why is Shabbos singled out as having to explain why you're refraining from Malacha as opposed to any other mitzvah? You don't go and explain every time you do it, we do a mitzvah.
Where else are you, your mitzvah is sit and do nothing. Is another mitzvah like that?
So no, but why, I'm saying, why is it that mitzvah that you have to explain?
If I were making up the mitzvahs, would I have made a mitzvah of Kiddush? Maybe not. Okay, but we're not on that end of the legislative process. We're on the other end. So we're just trying to recreate. We're trying to understand why. What does the mitzvah accomplish?
Sukkah.
Huh?
Sukkah.
We explain why we're sitting there, but you make a bracha. That is obvious. But you wouldn't sit in the sukkah if you had no reason to be there. Shabbos, you're sitting on your couch doing nothing. And that's a mitzvah? So the answer is, well, you got to explain. I'm doing that with shame, Kiddush Shabbos. Not just because I'm bored.
If you don't make a bracha, they're just sitting in the sukkah, you don't
You do, but that's a ma'isa mitzvah. You went into the sukkah. If you sleep, you get a mitzvah. Why? You refrain from Malacha, so you have to explain. I'm doing this l'shem Kedusha Shabbos.
It seems to be forced.
Huh?
It seems to be forced.
Okay. It could be, this is a machlekes rishonim elsewhere. Look at this. It helps understand the concept. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, we're obligated to have three su'udos on Shabbos, because the pasuk states in connection with the man in Parashas Beshalach, Vayoyim er Moshe echlu hayoyim, ki Shabbos hayoyim la'ashem, hayoyim lo'isim su'u basada. Three times in connection with the month, it says, hayoyim, you have to have three su'udas on Shabbos. You also have to have lechem mishnah on Shabbos. Why do we have lechem mishnah on Shabbos? Because the month fell twice on Friday. Okay, zeichel aman, a mitzvah to have lechem mishnah, three su'udas. A woman chayv and shalosh su'udas on Shabbos. Women have to do shalosh su'udas. So the Ran writes there, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi says, look, I always give him the third line. The Ran says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, women have to do shalashudas. Why? Because afen hayu ba'oisa neis. They were included in the neis of the man, so therefore they have to have lecha mishnah and three seudas on Shabbos, because that's zeicha leman. The Ran disagrees, and the Ran says, ein soirech. Why do you have to resort to such an exotic reason of afen hayu ba'oisa neis? I'll tell you internally. Why do women have to do seudas Shabbos? Because it's one of the mitzvahs hayoyim of Shabbos. And whoever is included in the lois assays of Shabbos is included in the assays of Shabbos. Kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'zechira. Since women are obligated to refrain from halacha, they're obligated in the assays of Shabbos too. Just like Kiddush, so too shall Shudis. Why doesn't Rabbeinu Tam say like the Ran? The Rabbeinu Tam said, af hein hayu ba'ois ha'anes. That's exotic to start to employ, you know, resorting to these kinds of tactics. Why couldn't he say, because women are chayv, and all the essays of Shabbos, so argues of Shlomo Kluger in the Shuvah Ha'elech HaShlomo, it's because Rabbeinu Tam rejected this reason of the Ran. The Rabbeinu Tam feels, kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'zechira, just serves to obligate women in Kiddush. Why? Because since they're obligated to refrain from halacha, you have to explain why you're refraining from halacha. But that's all it relates to. It doesn't relate to all of the other mitzvahs hayom. Whereas the Ran understood, kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'zechira, kiddush is like any mitzvah of the day. You declare the day as holy, not to explain your shvisa from halacha. So if that's the case, so what does the rule of kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'zechira mean? That women are, just like the chayv in the lois assays of Shabbos, the chayv in the assays of Shabbos, so too shal shudis or lecha mishnah. Yeah. He probably understood the mitzvah of Kiddush to be declaring the day as holy. If that's the case, why a woman chayv in Kiddush? Because whoever's chayv in the lois assays is chayv in the assays. So, okay, shal shudis too, that's the Ran. Says shal shudis too. But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say like that. Rabbeinu Tam understood like the Rambam. That Kiddush and Abdullah are one and the same. To explain why you're being shayvis from halacha. If that's the case, why are women chayv in Lecha Mishnah or in Shalosh Seudos? The rule of Kol Sheyeshnei B'Shmira, Yeshnei B'Zechira only teaches me Kiddush. So why are women chayv in Shalosh Seudos, says Rabbeinu Tam? He has to come up with a different reason because of Afein Hayu Ba'ois HaNes, they were included in the Nes of the Man. The Ran rejects that reason. Why does the Ran reject that reason? So it says of Shlomo Kluger, because afin hayu ba'os ha'anes, typically we only find by a mitzvah that comes to publicize an ace. Daud Kaisis, Megillah, and Chanukah. We don't find it by tefillin, even though it's Zeichu Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't find it by matzah. It's only by mitzvahs that are pursuing an isa. So the Ran doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's reason of afin hayu ba'os ha'anes.
So according to Rabbeinu Tam, they are
So Rabbeinu Tam says because of Afein Hayu Ba'os HaNeis. Yeah, no, that's also Zeich Leman.
But the regular Shvisas of Shabbos, which are mitzvahs HaSei, they don't have them.
Wow.
Because they're not.
It's a Lois HaSei Shabbos.
Yeah, but there's a mitzvah say also of Tishbos.
Shabboson.
Yeah. They won't have that.
That's a separate thing. Yeah. But if you're there, Chayv in all the assays of Shabbos, you're Chayv in there too. Yeah.
But not according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Well, the Rabbanans?
Maybe not according to Rabbeinu Tam. Fair point. But so says of Shlomo Kluger like this, Rabbi, say, pay attention. Are women chayv in shalosh sudas or not? Three sudas on Shabbos. The Gemara says it's zeicha leman. Rabbeinu Tam said yes because of afin hayu ba'os ha'anes. We said the Ran didn't like that because afin hayu ba'os ha'anes is only when you're publicizing something. The Ran said, okay, so why are they chayv in three sudas? Because the women are chayv in all of the assays of Shabbos. So Shlomo Kluger says, since each one of the Rishonim doesn't like the other position, that's why women are lax in their observance of shalosh seudos. What's the problem? That's why women are not nizar in shalosh seudos. So Rabbi Avadia argues in the Yechavadas, he says that's an illegal maneuver. You can't do that. What did he do? Well, isn't this charifistic? Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says, well, the Ran doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's reason. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like the Ran's reason. So therefore, women are not careful about shalosh seudos. But the problem is, Rabbi said, what do they all agree about? Right. That women are chayv in shalosh seudos. Says in Shulchan Aruch, women are chayv in shalosh seudos. But Shlomo Kluger argues, since women, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like the Ran's reason, the Ran doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's reason, so women are not nizar in shalosh seudos. Rabbi Avadia claims that's a difficult argument. But what should emerge then, Rabbi said? What about women and Havdalah? So if women are chayv in Kiddush, midoraisa, in order to explain their shvisa from halacha, Then Havdalah is also midaraisa on Shabbos, because both come at the beginning of the day, to the end of the day, to explain why we're refraining from halacha. It stands to reason that a woman should be chayev too. Kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'zechira, that comes to obligate women in Kiddush, it should obligate them in Havdalah too, to explain why they're refraining from halacha. But even if Kiddush is to declare the day as holy, and Havdalah is only midarabanan, the Gemara still says a rule, kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'zechira. Since women are chayiv in the lois assays of Shabbos, they're chayiv in the assays of Shabbos. So therefore, if women are chayiv in the lois assays of Shabbos, they're chayiv in all of the assays, including Shalosh Shudis, as we mentioned. So then so too Havdalah. Even if Havdalah is only the Rabbanon, women should have been included. So whether you learn one way or the other way, whether you understand Kiddush, and whether Havdalah is Deiraisa or Derabbanan, women should have been included by virtue of the rule of Kol Sheyeshnei B'Shmira, Yeshnei B'Zechira. The problem is, and that's the opinion of Rav HaRishonim, if you look back at the Meiri and Ois Aleph, the Meiri said, according to the Rambam, if Havdalah is Deraisa, women are chayv in Havdalah as well, to explain why they're being shavis from Malacha now that they're no longer being shavis from Malacha, refraining from Malacha because of Shabbos. And even if it's Derabbanan, because Kiddush declares the day as holy, Havdalah is a separate mitzvah, because just as women are chayv in the lois assays of Shabbos, are chayv in the assays as well. However, the Orchas Chaim, one of the Rishonim, quotes from the Rash Mishans that women are excluded from Havdalah. Why? They ain't Havdalah tluya b'shmira Shabbos. It doesn't come to explain why you're being shavis from Halacha. That's not the purpose of Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah to declare the day as holy, not to justify or explain why you're refraining from Halacha. So if that's the case, women are exempt. Yeah, but women are chayv in all of the assays of Shabbos. Even Shalosh Shudis, one of the Rishonim mentioned. So why not Havdalah? It's one of them. It's at least one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Why shouldn't they be chayv? So if you look in the second line of Ois Vav, the Mishnah Berurah explains this position, that it's because Rabbi said, when do you do Havdalah? Hopefully. When do you do Havdalah? After Shabbos. Well, is that really one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos then? Maybe not. It happens after Shabbos, not the same as Shalosh Shudis. It's after Shabbos, not the same as Lechem Mishnah, Zeich Laman, one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. It takes place after Shabbos. So argues the Mishnah Berurah of the Havdalah, Kevin Shehi Bechol, Ein Atluya B'Inyanei Dinei Shabbos. V'Bechlal Shar Mitzvah Shazman Grom. It's like any other time-bound mitzvah, and therefore women would be exempt. Because it's after Shabbos is over. Maybe there's a similar notion with regards to Shalosh Shudis too. Look at this amazing Rashi. I'm going to look inside. Amazing Rashi. Rashi writes in the Durim that women had a minug of wearing jewelry on Shabbos, but they took it off. Towards the end of the day of Shabbos, they would take off their jewelry. Well, Shabbos is going out. They would start taking off their jewelry for Shabbos. So writes the Tshuvas Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Gur Aryeh Yehuda was a Aryeh Leib Ta'imim. He was a great going from the early 1800s in Poland. So he writes in his Tshuvas Gur Aryeh Yehuda that there was a minhag already in his times that men would come to shul for mincha, Shalosh Shudis, not dressed in the same big day Shabbos they were wearing in the morning. Not in big day chel, sure, with sure. No tie. Sure. See, he claims, not short. No, sure. But he claims, even by then, Poland, I don't know. But they came without a tie. It goes all the way back to then. See, he's trying to justify this minhag. So he claims perhaps we could justify it based on this minig that Rashi brings, that the women started taking off their jewelry towards the end of the day. So too, already Shabbos Mincha, the men could already come without a tie. As we know by Chassidim also, they change from the Shabbos Beksha. They don't wear the Shabbos Beksha by Mincha to Shalosh Shudis. They have a different Beksha, whatever. They're fancier Bekshas for the day and for the night. The rest, by Mincha, Shalosh Shudis, a different Beksha. Already they're changing clothing out of the big day Shabbos. Why? So the other Achrayim don't like this. There's a classical sefer called the Orchas Chaim Sapinka. It has nothing to do with Spinka Chassidus. It was printed in the town of Sapinka, and it's a collection of Shabbos and Shuvas. So in the Orchas Chaim Sapinka, he quotes this Rashi and this Yisha for the minig of many people have of not wearing Shabbos clothing to Mincha and Shalosh Shudis. And he says, no, that was a minig toast then. This minig doesn't only go back to the 1800s, goes back to the time of the Gemara, that people were in Nizhar and wearing Big Day Shabbos all the way to Mincha and Shalosh Shudis, but it was wrong then, and it's wrong now. That's what he says. The Magen Avraham claims you should wear Bigdei Shabbos all the way to the end of Shabbos. That's the right thing. That's what it says in the Orchis Chaim. It was a minig tos already then. Just because you found it, traced it all the way back then, doesn't mean that it's right. Interesting. But perhaps we could explain, or we could perhaps, why did this minig develop? Maybe there is a source for it, and that is because, do you know, we say in the Askini Sudusa, by all the meals, there's a different name for each one of the meals. So the meal Friday night, if you say Askini Sudusa, it's the meal is Chakal, Tapuche is what is it? Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, the holy apple orchard. In the morning, it's Atika Kadisha. And by Shalosh Shudas, it's Zer Anpin. Da Hisudasa, the Zer Anpin, the small face. What does this represent, the Zer Anpin? And that we say in the Askin Sudasa, or by Pinkus explains in the Sefer Nefesh Shimshon on Shabbos, that it's because the nature, the muhus of Shalosh Shudas is we're already preparing for the Yomoy Sacha. We're trying to figure out how we're going to take Kedusha Shabbos, whatever we accomplish on Shabbos, with us throughout the rest of the days of the week. That's the small face, the Zer Anpin. So if that's the case, already by Shalosh Shudas, we're preparing for the Yomoy Sacha, perhaps that's why people came, Mincha and Shalosh Shudas, not dressed still in Bigdei Shabbos, because they were already getting ready for the week, where they were trying to figure out how to take Kedusha Shabbos with them throughout the rest of the week. But if that's the case, then perhaps we could justify why these women aren't careful in Shalosh Shudas. If that's the case, Shalosh Shudas is already Shaykh, not to Shabbos, it's already looking forward to the Yomoy Sacha. So perhaps it's so like every other mitzvah seisha as mangram, and women would be exempt, just like women are exempt from, according to one opinion, from Havdalah, because it happens during the week, it's not related to Shabbos, so too perhaps already Shalosh Shudas is already related to the week, and perhaps that's why women are as careful about the Shalosh Shudas. But bottom line, how does this shake out? So Rav HaRishon and Paskin, look in Shulchan Aruch, the women are chayv in Havdalah. Then he quotes the Yesh Mishachelik, the Rash Mishans, the women are excluded from Havdalah. So the Rama says, therefore, women should not make Havdalah on their own. Al-Kain says, the Rama, lo yavdilu la'atzman, rak yishmu Havdalah min ho'anoshim. Because maybe they're putter.
Why la'atzman?
Yeah, but even if they're putter, what are you trying to say?
Why can't they make Havdalah for themselves?
Why can't they make Havdalah for themselves? Even if they're putter, I understand. Why not? But explain your question. Meaning, what do you mean, why not? Why not? Women, even if they're exempt from lulav on sukkah, you can make, we Ashkenazi women make a bracha.
So?
Sephardi women don't, but Ashkenazi women do make a bracha. So why can't it be that a woman can make her own havdalah? So that's the Magen Avraham. If you look on the third line, quotes from the Bach, Afilu lamanda amar shepturois mikol makom yecholim lahavdalah atzman kama b'shayfer v'lulav. Why can't they make their own bracha? So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah claims that they can. Why did the Rama say that according to the Rash Mishan, again, most Rishonim held women are chayv in Avdalah, kol sheyeshna b'shmir yeshna b'zechira. The Rash Mishan held it's not a mitzvah of Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of during the week. Most held Avdalah has to do with Shabbos. He says Avdalah has to do with during the week. So women are potter. So why can't they make their own bracha? We volunteer to make brachas, women volunteer to make brachas on mitzvah seishas my grandma all the time. So the Magen Avraham suggests perhaps the Rama held, that's when there's a maisa mitzvah. See, a woman takes lulav. So that triggers, she did a ma'isa mitzvah, that triggers a birchas ha-mitzvah. But let's say the whole mitzvah is just a bracha. Can a woman volunteer to make a bracha that she's not obligated to? So the Magen Avraham says, no, that's called a bracha levatola. I'm volunteering to make brachas you don't have to is a bracha levatola. So he says, maybe, even though women can volunteer to do a ma'isa mitzvah, they can't, that triggers then a vada chiyu bracha, they can't volunteer to do a mitzvah that is only a bracha. However, be that as it may, Rav HaPoskim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chai Adam, Rav Moshe, the Aruch HaShulchan, all paskin that that if a woman doesn't have a man around, that she has no husband or the husband's not here, whatever, that a woman can make her own Havdalah. We don't paskin like this, Ramah, that she can't. Yes, of course she should hear Havdalah from her husband. But if her husband's not here, we passing like the Bach, that she can volunteer to make her own Havdalah, even though it's only a bracha. Women, we passing a woman can make her own Havdalah.
What's the difference between a bracha and a maisa? Is Kriyas Megillah, is that
women are chayv in Kriyas Megillah. Here she's volunteering.
What's the difference?
You're reading Megillah.
Women are chayv in Tefillah.
Why aren't you
putting? Why aren't they chayv in this?
Because this is a time-bound mitzvah. So you'll say it has to do with Shabbos. So many Rishonim say, you're right, it has to do with Shabbos. But there's one opinion in Rishonim, the Rash Mishans, that this doesn't have to do with Shabbos. It's a weekday. It's a vachadik mitzvah. It happens during the week. So it's a time-bound mitzvah. Women are exempt. So even though a woman can volunteer to take lulav, once she takes lulav, Vada Chiyuv Bracha. Here, all she's doing is volunteering to make a bracha. You can't do that. That's called the bracha of Atela. The bracha is not a ma'isa. The bracha is a bracha.
I understand, but Havdalah is something that was instituted by Chacham. If you're doing something by saying,
what are you doing by Havdalah?
Whatever
they want
to say, you're doing
Havdalah.
You're doing it.
There's no. It's only a bracha. That's it. Nothing else. We'll get the Bari Maria Asian Basamim or something else.
I understand. What's the reason to be Mechal if you have a Maisa?
Because when you do a Maisa mitzvah, that triggers a Chiyuv Bracha without a doubt. You took Lulav. You got to make a Bracha. You didn't have to take Lulav, but you did it. Bracha. Here, you don't have to make a Bracha, yet you're doing it. What do we call a person who makes Brachas he doesn't have to? A Bracha Levatala. So maybe that this is called a Bracha Levatala. That's the way the Ramah understood. Again, we don't accept this argument. We Paskin, like the Mishnah Brura, like the Bach, a woman wants to volunteer to make Havdalah, she can. And if there's no husband, let her make her own Havdalah. Yeah.
What's she doing?
Yeah, but Tefillah is always, Tefillah is always a person. What? We, L'chadchilah, woman should not make her own Havdalah, but if there's no man, then the woman can make her own Havdalah. She can. We're Mako against the Rama or Ma, whatever, however you want to view it, like the Bach, that a woman can. What if the husband was already Yosef Abdullah in Shul? He didn't think his wife, he thought his wife was going to hear Abdullah somewhere else. He comes home, she didn't hear Abdullah. So can he make Abdullah for her? So the Mishnah Brura says, no, you can't. Why? Even though you heard Kiddush, you can make Kiddush for your wife when you come home. That's because she's Chayiv in Kiddush. So since she didn't hear Kiddush, it's like you didn't hear Kiddush either. Yatza Moitzi, Kol Yisrael Ravim Zebazeh. But here, she's not Chayiv in Abdullah, perhaps, according to the Rash, Mishans, in one opinion in Shulchan Aruch. So you came home, you heard Abdullah already. You can't now make a bracha for her. Lamasho, like on Rosh Hashanah, if anybody here blows Tkiyah Shofar, if you heard Tkiyah Shofar in Shul, you can't now go and blow for women and make a bracha. Why not? Women are not Chayiv in Tkiyah Shofar. It's a time-bound mitzvah. They're volunteered to do it. That's very nice. And if they want to do it, they can make a bracha. But if I already heard Tkiyah Shofar, how can I make a bracha on Tkiyah Shofar? I was already Yotzei. Who am I making a bracha for them? They're not Chayiv. So there's no arvus, there's no mutual responsibility for them because they're not really Chayiv. So too says the Mishnah Brura, if you already heard Havdalah, you can now go home and make Havdalah for your wife. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, disagrees. If you look over here, Isaiah, the Aruch HaShulchan says, nah, even if you heard Abdullah already, you can't get out of that responsibility for your wife. We really paskin women are chayiv in Abdullah. That's why women can make their own Abdullah. We really paskin women are chayiv in Abdullah. So, l'chadchilah, she should hear Abdullah from her husband, and but if she didn't, she could make it on her own. It's machloikis. Some hold the raisa, some hold the rabbanon. Either way,
then she can make her own.
Of course, we paskin that they're chayiv, whether they're raisa or they're rabbanon, they can make their own avdol. We really don't paskin like this Rash Mishans that it's a vachidik mitzvah and women are exempt. We really don't paskin that way. What if a woman is going to make her own avdol? Her husband's not here. She's going to make her own avdol. We said if there's no husband, she can, or father, whatever, a man who can make avdol for her, she can make her own avdol. Can she drink the wine? So there's a mysterious Magen Avraham who quotes him a shlo. Look at back oizvav in the third line. Quote him the Shlach Kodesh, Naguha Anoshim Shaloi Lishtois Mikais Havdalah. Women have a minig not to drink from the Kais Havdalah. If you want to see the reason, look in the Shlach Kodesh. Shlach Kodesh does not say because they're going to grow beards. That's not why. It's a Kol Delo Posak, but there is no source for this at all. They have linking facial. It's throughout communities. It's not like in the Ashkenazi community or in the Chassidic. This is Shavah L'chol Nefesh, this called the Lord Pasach, but Lamai said there's no source for this facial hair connection with the wine of Avdol. Why is it the meaning of the women of the meaning of not drinking the wine of Avdol? So the Shlach Kodesh claims, because there's one opinion that the Eitz Hadas was a grapevine. And therefore, for whatever reason, why not then, we should restrict, or the minig should, women should have a minig never to drink wine. But for whatever reason, the minig was by Abdullah, they didn't drink wine, somehow connected to the fact that the Eitz Hadas might have been a grapevine, and she gave to Adam HaRishon to drink.
When did the Eitz Hadas take place?
Sheishes and Mei Breishes.
Maybe it was Friday.
Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests another reason why it is that women, perhaps a technical reason why women don't drink from the wine of Avdalah, because he claims, one minute, there's an opinion that women are not chayiv in Avdalah. So she heard Bari Priya Gofen. You're going to say then, L'havdil ben kardesh l'chayol. They are not obligated to hear that. That's a hefsik. Now how can she drink? Even if she said it, it's a hefsik between the Bari Priya Gofen and the drinking of the wine. That's how Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes from Mr. Zalman Meltzer. What?
Would it be a total brachal at all, the Bari Priya Gofen?
Blessed says she heard her husband make burpee a goffin, la havdil ben kadosh uchal, now she wants to drink. The kids always like eating grape juice, for whatever reason. A kid with grape juice, so they want wine for sure, you know, later. So then, can she drink the wine? So, no, the minig is not. So, it's a Zalman claim because it was a hefsek between the burpee goffin and the drinking of the wine.
Maybe that's a riot, that they're not mechayev.
That's what he claims. No, he claims based on that position that, oh, from the fact that women don't drink, it must be that they're not chayev.
By kiddush, they do.
Yeah, yeah. So, the truth of the matter is it's a mistake. I mean, whatever. It's not that compelling. Because the Tzvi Pesach Frank claims whenever you make a bracha that you might have to make, that's not called a hefsek. L'mashal. Rabbi says, second night, Rosh Hashanah, we make a Shechiyonu. Right. Why do we make a Shechiyonu? We're not sure if you have to make a Shechiyonu on second night, Rosh Hashanah. It's not the same as every second day Yom Tov. Every second day Yom Tov, we make a Shechiyonu. Second night, Rosh Hashanah might be connected to the first night. Maybe you're yaitzi with the Shechiyonu from the first night on the Yom Tov. So what do? Second night, Rosh Hashanah, we take a new fruit or a suit, and there we make a Shechiyonu on the new fruit or on the suit. What's the problem with that? I'm in the middle of making Kiddush. Then, punked in the middle of Kiddush, I decide, oh, you know what, I'm wearing a suit. I'm going to make a Shechiyonu now on my suit. You can't do that in the middle of Kiddush. Also make a Shechiyonu on your suit. So why isn't that a hefsek? So Shlomo Zalman explains, because whenever you might have to make a bracha, even al atzah that you don't have to, it's not called a hefsek, because I thought I might have to make it, so it's never a hefsek. So therefore, you might have to make Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah, it's Machlekes Rishonim. So Aratzada Yoyser Tov, we take a suit or a fruit. Independently, we don't make Shechiyonu either on suits or fruits, but a discussion for another time, we don't do that, typically. So, but, whatever. We do that to make ourselves feel good, but we're really making the Shechiyonu on the day. We're just not sure if you have to make it, but you're not sure you have to make a bracha. That's never considered to be a hefsek, so to hear wouldn't be a hefsek. That can't be the reason women have a minig not to drink. It's some reason based on the Shlag Kodesh linking it to the Eitz Hadas, but Lamaisa, if a woman has no other man there, she can drink the wine, or Ramaisha suggests she could give it to a kid, a male child, who's Igiya Lechinuch. If he's 13, let him make it his own Abdullah. But even if he's not 13, if he's a Giyah Lechinuch, she could give him the wine to drink. That's what she can do. Or she can drink it herself. Lamaisa, we pass and she can drink it herself. One final issue, though, if she's going to make her own Abdullah, what should she do about Bari Marei Ha'esh? You say, why can't she make Bari Marei Ha'esh? How is that any different than Havdalah? The truth of the matter is, look at the Gemara Psach, and Bari Marei Ha'esh has nothing to do with Shabbos itself. It's because the fire was not created during Sheshi Shemei Breishis, it was created on Matzei Shabbos. So Chazal instituted to say a bracha on the fact that Eish was created on Matzei Shabbos, Bar Marei Ha'esh on Matzei Shabbos. What kind of bracha is that though? Bar Marei Ha'esh. So the Ritva writes over there in that Gemara, it's a birchas shevach to Hashem. We're praising Hashem for giving us fire. He says it cannot be a birchas hanenin on the fact that I'm about to enjoy light. He says if that would be the case, every time you turn on the light, you should make a bracha, Bar Marei Ha'esh. We don't do that. We only do it on Matzei Shabbos. So it must be we're thanking Hashem for creating fire. That's why we do it. Not because we're about to enjoy fire or about to enjoy light. We thank Hashem that He created the fire. Other Rishayim disagree. The Kobol, the Archas Chayim, they say it's a Birchas Hanenin because you're enjoying light. Ah, how come every time I turn on a light I don't make a bracha? Because that's like a guy who's drinking all the time that he never stops drinking. You don't make a shahakal in the Yevidvaroi. Unless you stop drinking, you don't make a new bracha. We're constantly enjoying light, 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 where we have the opportunity to enjoy light. So since we never stop enjoying light, we never stop, so therefore we don't make a new bracha when we turn on a light. We never stopped enjoying the light to make a new bracha.
Sleep every night.
The Haraya is, what's the only other day of the year besides Shabbos? What am I saying? Only other day of the year besides Shabbos, you can't turn on a light. Yom Tif, you can. Yom Kippur. And what do we do Matzah Yom Kippur? Bari Marei Ha'esh. Fire was not created Matzah Yom Kippur. Fire was created Matzah Shabbos. Why do we make a Bari Marei Ha'esh on Yom Kippur? Says the Kobol, because it's a Birchas Hananin. The only other day throughout the year you can't light a fire is Yom Kippur, and that's why we say Bari Marei Ha'esh. What difference does it make, whether it's a Birchas Hananin or Birchas Shev Vaidah? The difference is, when do you make the bracha? It says in Shulchan Aruch that in order to make Havdalah, you have to be, you have to benefit from the light. That's why you're supposed to use a torch, a dual-wicked candle, because you could get more benefit. That's why we also say, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. It's in plural. Why is it in plural? Two wicks. So it's supposed to be L'chachigo, two wicks, or the many colors in the fire. Either way, you're supposed to benefit from the light. So the Rama says, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, you're supposed to take the kais from the right hand to the left hand. You move it, and then you take your right hand, and you put it near the fire. The Rama says, based on the Zohar, to look specifically at the fingernails. something to do with the chait of Adam HaRishon, and before the chait of Adam HaRishon, he was all nails. Now he's the only part of the skin that was left as nail was the fingernails. The rest of it was turned to skin. So something to do with that, based on different versions of the Medrash. We look at the nails, the difference between the skin and the nail. So the Ramah says, first to do like this with your fingers folded in, then with your fingers folded out. First like this, then like this. Some Achrayim, Ramayisha used to do it then with the left hand, like this, then like this. But you have to come close to the fire to see the difference between the nails. You have to benefit from the light. When do you do this? After the bracha or before the bracha? So Mishnah Brura says, first you benefit from the light, then you make the bracha. I first enjoy the light. I see, I thank Hashem for the fact that He created light. Then I make the bracha. Like you see lightning, you make the bracha. If it's a birchas hananin, something I'm about to enjoy, when should you make the bracha? Before you do it. So the Gra argues, when should you make the bracha? Before you look at your fingers, make the bracha. There's two minhagim. Some do it before, some do it afterwards. But another distinction that's relevant for us is what about women? If Bar Mirei Ha'esh is a Birchas Hananin, a woman could also benefit from the light. Let her make Bar Mirei Ha'esh in the middle of her Havdalah. If she's making her own Havdalah, let her make Bar Mirei Ha'esh. However, if it's a Birchas Shavu Vaidah for the fact that Hashem created light on Matzei Shabbos, that is a time-bound mitzvah to Matzei Shabbos. Why are women chayiv? So you'll say it's connected to Shabbos. And women are chayiv in all of the assays of Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha argues, even if they're chayiv in Havdalah, which is during the week, we're going to stoop that with Shabbos, but we're going to call that one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and women are chayiv, Bar Mirei Ha'esh has nothing to do with Shabbos. It's because Hashem created fire on Matzei Shabbos. So certainly women should not be chayiv in that. So the Bir Halacha claims that's a vachadika mitzvah, and it's time bound. Women are potter, they should not recite Bar Mirei Ha'esh. So the Mishnah Brura recommends if a woman, Shmir Shabbos Kochasa too, if a woman is making her own Havdalah, she should leave out Bar Mirei Ha'esh. Rav Moshe disagrees, and Rav Avadya also, standard psak is not to do this. We assume Bar Mirei Ha'esh is either a Birchas Hananin, and even if it's not, it's part of Havdalah, and it still has to do with Shabbos, and just like women are chayiv in Kiddush, they're chayiv in all of the essays of Shabbos. So she should say Bar Mirei Ha'esh. So bottom line, if a woman has to make Havdalah, she should try and hear it from a man. If she can't, she should make her own Havdalah. If there's a kid around who's higia l'chinuch, she could give him from the wine to drink. If not, she could drink the wine herself. And we paskin that she can make probably Bar Mirei Ha'esh.
Oldest Birchas Hananin, you don't need no difference
in Shabbos. Shkoyach, Rabbi said.
Oldest Birchas Hananin. You shouldn't have a difference in Shabbos. I'm going to tell you Kippah.